This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it's a huge Monday. Going to be such a great Monday. There are awesome things happening in the presidential campaign. Things I see. We will discuss those things tonight. We're going to discuss how an alternate reality can have deadly consequences. We'll dig into that. We're going to discuss what's happening at NASA, the three-year sad anniversary of our troops being killed at Abbey Gate. Dome is arguing with Trump about the debate. They're tearing apart your history, building you a new one. And the sad, sad end of Kevin McCarthy. All that family drama in the Kelly household and so much more. Oh, did I already say Medal of Honor Monday? Chris, I forget. An hour from now is Medal of Honor Monday as well. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I wanted to begin, before we get into the Democrats and Dome and the debate and what's happening, how NASA is going to apply into this and cults, and we're going to get into all that heavy stuff in just a moment. I wanted to do this really quickly. You can tell, I want to do something good. You can tell what the communists are afraid of. The communists are very good at a lot of things. They're very bad at a lot of things. But once you learn how they think, how they approach something, you can tell what makes them afraid. You want to know one of the main things I do that drives the American communists crazy? Calling them communists. They hate it. They understand the negative things that come from that word, the despicable history of communism. And so oftentimes the hate mail, the death threats we receive from people who consider themselves Democrats or progressives, it's somewhere along the lines of, you don't even know what communism is. We're not communists. Stop calling us communists. You can't say that. Well, what does that tell you? If I called you, if I walked up to you and I told you that you were an ant, if I accused you of being an ant, would that bother you in any way? Well, no, because you're not an ant. There's no truth to it at all. So it wouldn't bother you. Just look at me like I was a crazy person. The American Democrat, when he's being called a communist, knows deep down somewhere that he kind of is, maybe slightly is. He knows it makes him sound bad. His life is committed to lying, so he hates that. That's part of the reason I do it over and over and over and over and over again. Create a label that they dislike. RFK, this RFK endorsement. We got this email. Jesse, what's your take on the RFK endorsement of Trump? And how do you think it will impact the election? So let's start out with some good news, shall we? I woke up, I think it was yesterday morning, and I was looking through news stories before everyone got out of bed and before we got, you know, ready for church and start our day. I was just kind of browsing through some news stories. And the first thing I saw, this one was from the Daily Mail. RFK Jr. accused of being a cocaine dealer at Harvard as a former classmate speaks out. Okay, for one, setting aside the laughable charge that he dealt cocaine in the 70s at Harvard as if that would be anything abnormal at all. It was the 70s. The country was drowning in booger sugar back then. He was fine. I mean, I don't recommend it. Please don't deal cocaine, but that's the worst thing on the guy's resume. Set all that aside. The validity. That was a hard word. Dang it, Chris. I wish I'd gotten that the first time. Anyway, the validity of the claim, of the accusation, it's not important. That's not important at all. What is important is RFK Jr. has all of a sudden become somebody they fear so much, they're running to media allies to plant hit pieces on him. Again, whether it's true, whether it's not true, that's not important. You know, I know, we've talked about this a bunch. You know what you're looking at when you see this headline. You know how to think about these things by now. That's a hit. That's a PR campaign. That's a hit campaign. That tells you everything you need to know about the RFK Jr. endorsement of Trump. They did that big rally in Phoenix. In case you didn't see it, Trump endorsed him. RFK endorsed him on stage. Trump introduced him on stage. Music, celebration, crowd cheering. RFK said, I don't agree with him on everything. We have some agreements. Democrats in the media are a bunch of dirty commies. Now you have to stand with Trump. It shook Democrats to their core. That's a good thing. You want to know another good thing? We'll get into some heavy stuff here in a few, but here's another good thing to take with you. Now, I need to, you know, I don't love disclaimers. I'm sure I throw them in from time to time. I don't love disclaimers, but I need to slap a big fat disclaimer on what I'm about to say. I know polls can be wrong. Polls can be flat out dishonest. Polls can be manipulated. Any one individual poll should always be treated with suspicion. That one poll that comes out showing exactly what you want or exactly what you don't want, always just take a step back, treat that poll with suspicion. Polls can be implemented stupidly. Polls can be, as I explained last week, manipulated and paid for by campaigns to try to drive public opinion one way or the other. So you don't ever want to trust one poll. But I am seeing something that is giving me hope for November. Maybe this will perk up your day a little bit. I am seeing Trump be consistently competitive in Virginia polling. Virginia polling. Now, I know Glenn Youngkin is the Republican governor of Virginia, and he's done an excellent job so far. But Virginia is not a red state. At best, it's purple. Very standard, very similar to other states. It's only purple at all or blue because of the D.C. area. Northern Virginia touches D.C. I actually lived in Northern Virginia for a year. So that's the full-blown communist area. Outside of that area, Virginia is actually blood red. You get to the more rural parts of Virginia, farmland. Virginia's beautiful. It's cool. It's red. But, of course, the D.C. area, the commie area screws up the whole state. But Trump is competing closely in Virginia. Another poll. There have been several. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said anything about it. There have been poll after poll after poll after poll showing Trump either within striking distance, slightly ahead, slightly behind. There was another one that came out showing him down 3 in Virginia. Now, I don't know whether this poll is accurate, but I'm seeing it a lot. Why am I excited about this? It's not for Virginia itself. He may not be able to compete in Virginia at all. I am excited about this for this reason. If Trump is somehow, some way competing for real in Virginia, he's going to win either Michigan, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin. Because Virginia is not a red state. And so if you get him to a legitimate purple state like Michigan, like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, if he's competitive in Virginia, I think he wins at least one of those Rust Belt states. And remember, if he does that, he's probably president of the United States again here in a few months. So there, how about that? Put a smile on your face. I feel like there are good things happening out there. Now, let's talk about how reality can be in the eyes of the beholder from time to time. Do you remember the Heaven's Gate cult? Chris, You've got to be way too young to remember that. Why are you nodding your head? Oh, that's right. You're a sick freak who likes to look into that stuff. Okay, so even Jewish producer Chris knows about the Heaven's Gate cult, even though he was not even, you weren't even a twinkle in your daddy's eye when that happened. Were you? What? Oh, the website is still up? Oh my gosh. We probably just crashed it now that you brought that up. But anyway, okay, so the Heaven's Gate cult. Now, I was a child when all this went down, but one of, you know how you have very few memories from your childhood? You have ones, good ones, bad ones. You know, you were, I remember my parents pulling out the paddle and teaching me what's what. I remember good things that happened, this or that, good things, bad things. You bury a dog. You remember these things. One of the things that has stuck in my head was the newscast I watched one night. Parents were had turned on the news, and they had footage. It was, you know, older. It's not today HD, but it was older footage of them walking into essentially, it looked like a dorm room. And there were all these sleeping bags in this dorm room, in the bunk beds, only there were bodies in them. And all these people were dead. They were dead. They committed suicide for this Heaven's Gate cult. You can look into the history of it if you want. I thought about that. And I thought about what's going on in a bunch of different ways and why Democrats are campaigning the way they are. Let's talk a little bit about that reality becoming, being in the eyes of the beholder to an extreme level sometimes. Before we get into that, speaking of burying dogs, it's like the worst freaking thing ever, isn't it? It's the worst thing ever. Another memory from my childhood. Here's one for you. It's terrible. We had a black lab named Hank. He was the sweetest friggin' dog ever. Just honestly, probably almost as sweet as Fred is. Man, I remember being with my dad in the backyard, crying, shovel in hand, as we, you know, Hank had passed away, and we had to go dig a hole and put him in it. It's friggin' horrible, right? There's nothing worse than losing your dog. We give Fred rough greens with every meal because we know that day's coming. But we want to push that day as far away as humanly possible. Because those are memories my boys are going to have when we have to put that big fluffy idiot down. Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement created by a naturopathic doctor. Your dog doesn't get nutrition from dog food. Give your dog Rough Greens. Pour it on his food. Let your dog live longer. Call him. Free Jumpstart trial bag at 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. And of course, I need to remind you that all your emails are welcome. Love, hate, death threats, whatever you want. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. So we're digging into something right now. That's a little bit of good news in the open. We're digging into something about reality, being in the eyes of the beholder. And this can go to an extreme level, and logical people, thinkers like you, will have a hard time understanding and accepting that. And let me explain. I brought up the Heaven's Gate cult from when I was a child, how it's one of my lasting memories, the home video, they found the bunks, it was 39 people had killed themselves in the name of this cult. They were in some cult. They had committed mass suicide. They, of course, thought they were going to live on a spaceship that was hidden behind a comet. It was crazy, right? But it was real enough for the people in the cult that they would end their lives on its behalf. I'm not telling you this so you would believe, you will or ever would believe in the cult. I'm telling you this so you and I, because I really struggle with this too, can accept that insane, suicidal, murderous notions, false notions, can be reality for people, can be tangible for people. And people, if they're so mixed up emotionally, spiritually, whatever it may be, it can become a reality. Speaking of suicide, and we're going to move on, we'll talk about Democrats here. Have you ever sat and actually thought about a suicide bomber? Maybe a jihadi, a suicide bomber? Remember that guy? I think it was, there have been so many. I think it was an Ariana Grande concert for kids. I believe it was for children in the UK. I want to say London. Maybe I was wrong about this. But a guy, a jihadi, he got a nail bomb. You know what a nail bomb is? It's pretty self-explanatory. But remember, it's not the explosion itself that oftentimes kills you when there's an explosion. It's the shrapnel that comes from it. He got something that went boom and put a bunch of nails in it. Just use your imagination on that. And he went outside of a concert until the children were coming out. Children. And he blew them up. The sickness, the demonicness of that. Yeah, I get all that. But how could you do that? Anyone, in the name of anything, how could you look at a child? Yeah, Chris said 22 dead. That's right, 22 dead. How could you look at the eyes of a child and hurt them like that? Well, again, crazy, false notions can become tangible realities for people. And for thinkers, logical thinkers like you, it can be hard to accept that. And here's what we do. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Here's what I do when I think about insane notions that don't make any sense. I will oftentimes, I'm sure I do this as a defense mechanism to try to comfort me. When I do this, I say, okay, they're doing this right now, but they won't do it when things start to get bad. Have you ever said something like that? Maybe when it comes to military recruitment, because we're going to address this in a little while. Yeah, they're going crazy with all the DEI recruiting stuff, and they're kicking people out for not getting the vaccine. But when a war kicks off, they'll drop all that stuff, and then they'll get serious. Have you ever told yourself something like that? Boeing. You know, Boeing's been in the news. In fact, they're about to be in the news, and we talk about some NASA stuff. Boeing. NASA itself. You ever seen any of the crazy DEI stuff? My white privilege. We have too many Asians. We need more black astronauts. And have you ever said something to yourself or thought to yourself before? Oh, gosh. Here we go with this ridiculousness again. Yeah, they're doing all this now, but they'll drop all that as soon as something gets important. You ever thought that before? Ever comforted yourself with that thought before? Surely when it gets real, surely when it gets bad, they'll drop this insanity. That oftentimes is a lie we tell ourselves to try to act like things aren't as bad as they really are, to act like there's some kind of bottom where we will only spiral down so far, and then once it gets real, once things get really bad, once people start dying, once people start going bankrupt, once this, once that, once this happens, once it gets too bad, they'll surely stop the craziness, right? Well, no. Not if they've already created a completely different reality than your reality, than reality itself. If they've already created that in their minds, then there is no bottom, you see? And I will explain finally what the Democrats just said, what Kamala Harris said, NASA itself, how this applies to so many things. We'll dig into that next. Now, let me dig into you. Now, that I didn't mean that. Let's talk about your pocketbook. I tell you to switch to Pure Talk for a variety of reasons. I tell you every single day, switch to Pure Talk, switch to Pure Talk. I tell you about Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, they hate you, and all those things, and all those things are true. But maybe I should just let you know you can save a lot of money. In fact, you will save a lot of money. We had T-Mobile, four lines. Me, Ob, James, Luke, four lines. We switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. Our bill is half of what it was before. Half of what it was before. Are you sitting there stressing about the bills? How are we going to pay? I can't afford it. How about paying half and it takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch? That's it. Keep your phone. Keep your phone number or get a new one. They have those. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's Medal of Honor Monday coming up about a half hour from now. There's so much to get to now. Let's dig into it. We're just talking cults and alternate realities. So Democrats, they said this today. This Democrats put this out. They put it out as a quote from Dome. Now, here it is. Never let anyone tell you who you are. You show them who you are. What? It's got a picture of Dome, of course, with their shoulder pads on. Never let anyone tell you who you are. You show them who you are. No policy positions. Nothing about taxes, spending, border, foreign policy. Nothing. Just some meaningless, fairly dumb, inspirational quote. But where else do you see meaningless, fairly dumb, inspirational quotes? Let me ask you something. What's the main source of seeing fairly dumb, inspirational quotes? Let me explain to you. And I know this is going to be insulting. Keep in mind, if you're offended, I don't give a crap. Where do you see quotes like that? Kind of stupid, meant to be inspirational, give you an eye roll. From women who just get broken up with. The woman whose man just left her puts quotes like that on Facebook and Instagram all day long. Never let anyone tell you who you are. You show them who you are. It's always something dumb like that. You're more than enough. Don't let bad people hold you back from being the flower who blooms. It's always something stupid like that. Now, you can roll your eyes, and I can roll my eyes, but we're going to dig into this a little bit more. It is ridiculous. It's dumb. It's illogical. It doesn't make sense. But for a lot of people who exist in a world of make-believe, and yes, we're going to come back to this over and over and over again. Remember, the beating heart of the Democrat base is mentally ill single women. That is the beating heart of the Democrat base. It is. Single women who've been diagnosed with mental illness, they're what drives the Democrat Party. So when they speak in these terms without policy positions at all, and you scoff and you roll your eyes, and I scoff and I roll my eyes, and we say to ourselves, what is this stupid gobbledygook? Who even gives, what kind of, that doesn't even say anything. What does that even mean? Yes, you're right to mock it. You're right to scoff at it. You're right to roll your eyes, but do not make the mistake of thinking people don't vote on stupid crap like that. It actually brings me to the debate story from today, because there's a big, big argument happening out there. A big argument. This is from a Zach Stanton. You ready for this? So there had been an agreed upon debate with Joe Biden. The ABC was going to host the debate. Just stay with me. This will come back to the quote thing. on the debate, during this debate, because the original agreement was between Trump and Biden, they had agreed to what were essentially the same rules they had last time. The main one being, hey, no notes. You're not allowed to use notes. But more importantly, the mics, the microphones, when it's not your turn to speak, it's cut off. So you can't interrupt the other person. You can't talk over the other person. The microphone is cut off. Now, that was the agreement Trump had struck with Biden. Biden gets shivved, slipped right out the door by Democrats. Dome steps in. She's now the nominee. Trump steps up and says, hey, same bad time, same bad channel, same bad rules. Harris steps up and says, absolutely, I'll see you there. The Harris campaign agrees to the debate. No notes. More importantly, no microphone interrupting. But now, as of today, there's a holdup. What is the holdup? And this will come back to the crazy liberal white woman stupid inspirational quote thing. The holdup is Harris now is demanding that the mics be unmuted when they're not speaking. She's also demanding no notes, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But why would she? What would be the reason for demanding microphones be unmuted at all times? Why would she want something like that? Have you thought about it? Well, let me play something for you. Speaking of an alternate reality, I played this last week. I'm going to play it again for a different purpose. This was Oprah, $3 billion net worth Oprah, at the Democrat convention last week.
From the Redwood Forest, love those Redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
Why did she say that, though? Why? The most wealthy, privileged woman in the history of the world? You could probably argue that. She's certainly on the short list. Why would she claim to be a victim of sexism and racism? Why a claim to be a victim at all? Well, this comes back to the microphone cutoff thing, and it comes back to the alternate reality. American Democrats, American leftists, certainly crazy single white women, and really women of any kind who vote Democrat, the alternate reality of being a victim has become their total reality. It is a tangible thing for them. It is the ultimate goal. From LeBron James to Oprah, you name it. It doesn't matter how much wealth and fame and success and anything they achieve, because they don't live in the reality you live in or the reality I live in. They live in a completely alternate universe where being a victim is currency. It is an accomplishment. If I told you I woke up on Saturday morning and I went and ran a 4-minute mile, you would be blown away. Well, if you cared at all, but you'd be impressed, wouldn't you? Well, by the way, I can't run anything close to that. But if I told you I was, if I told you I did that, you'd think, wow, that's amazing. Dang, he must have worked hard. Whoa, Jesse is fast. And you have to understand and accept, and I have to understand and accept, being a victim of oppression, of misogyny, of racism, of whatever it is, in the eyes of the American communist, is equal or greater to running a 4-minute mile, making $1 billion, raising up a company from nothing and making it prosperous. You can value these things, raising a family, being a good person. You can and should value those things, but you better understand and accept, to the American communist, being a victim of some form of oppression is equally as tangible and valuable. In fact, it exceeds those things. Why does Kamala Harris want the microphones unmuted during the debate? She wants the microphones unmuted during the debate so Donald Trump can interrupt her. She wants to be interrupted. She wants to be talked over. Why? Is there anything more annoying than being interrupted or talked over? Why would she want such a thing? Because then, in the eyes of all those mentally ill women watching on television, the second Donald Trump interrupts her, talks over her, talks down to her on the stage, she becomes a lion, a hero. Whoa! A fellow victim. I love her. You can roll your eyes and say it's crazy, but it's 1,000% true. Dome needs the mics to be unmuted because she needs the ultimate accomplishment, victimhood. I'll finish up on this in just a moment. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's a Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up about 10 minutes from now. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Do not forget, subscribe and leave a review discussing how handsome I am. So this whole Democrat world of reality, make-believe thing, I just covered the whole thing. It's talked about the why. Why would Dome be demanding the mics be unmuted during the debate? Because she wants to be interrupted by Trump. She needs to be interrupted by Trump. Now, don't roll your eyes at that. Yeah, it's crazy. It's eye roll worthy. I get that. But for Dome and for her base, for the people who make up the Democrat base, in fact, for millions and millions and millions of Americans who've been dumbed down and educated by this culture and this education system, being a victim of something is the highest, highest achievement you can get. I brought it up last week, but honestly, the Oprah thing is perfect for it. It's a perfect example because she's done this so many times before. Think about being Oprah Winfrey. You have this incredible career. Incredible. What a rise. What a tycoon she has turned herself into through sharp, hard work, personality, grit, some smart moves. She's turned herself into a mega billionaire who owns a yacht bigger than your house or my house. She is the ultimate American success story. And if it was me, I would want, like, if I found out she was coming to speak to my kid's school and I didn't know anything about her, I would be excited about the idea of someone getting up in front of the kids and saying, you work hard and you provide value and you stay with it and you can make it like I did. I live the American dream. But that's not what she says and not what she sells when she's in public, because in this country, with American communism, which is the religion of the malcontent, which is the base of the Democrat Party, accomplishment is not the highest thing you can achieve. The highest thing you can possibly achieve is being a victim of something.
From the redwood forests, love those redwoods, to the Gulf Stream waters, I've seen racism and sexism and income inequality and division. I've not only seen it, at times I've been on the receiving end of it.
It's crazy. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. But for people existing in the cult of American communism, it's everything. LeBron James, I brought him up, is another great example of this. LeBron James has a rough childhood, to put it mildly. Dad ran out on him, of course. Mom was a mess, total mess by his own admission. And through, obviously, it's some physical gifts, but a lot of hard work anyway, turns himself into one of the great basketball players of all time. Either he's already a billionaire or will be as a basketball player, an internationally known superstar, now exists from a rough upbringing. He exists on private jets, champagne, and caviar. He moves into a fancy mansion in the Los Angeles area, and the first thing he does is race hoax himself, saying somebody spray painted something racist on his gate, And when the cops showed up, he claimed his friends had already painted over it, so there was never any evidence. So clearly he made the whole thing up. But why would you do that? Because even if you've dug yourself out of poverty in a rough childhood and you've achieved the ultimate in success, athleticism, monetarily, family, kids, it doesn't matter what you've achieved for the people in the cult of American communism, being a victim is the ultimate achievement. And unless you have that notch on the belt, you're actually not really welcome in Democrat society in this country. You have to prove it. Hey, you know what being a victim is, right? You're a victim too. If you're somebody who's just overcome things, hey man, that's not good enough here. I want to know how oppressed you are. I want to know. Look, you want to be part of this cult. You want to be part of this sick American communist religion. I need to know. Are you a victim? Do you consider yourself oppressed in some way? It's the ultimate way to get into the club. And that's why they all talk in these terms. And it becomes reality for them. Kamala Harris, what she needs at the debate, because she knows she can't beat Trump in a debate, she just can't. She's way too small time for that. She doesn't have the knowledge base. She doesn't. That's why she's insisting now on notes. Trump doesn't need any notes. Trump did the last one, no notes. Trump will be well prepped and ready. Dome needs notes. She needs written down talking points. She is, this will make you feel better, she's scared to death right now. Have you ever spoken in front of people? You ever gotten nervous for something like that? Or think of something that makes you nervous. Maybe it's heights or something. You want to be comforted? You've never in your life been as nervous as Dome is at this moment. She knows on September 10th, she's going to have to stand in front of the entire United States of America and perform in a debate against Donald Trump. She's petrified. That's why she's demanding notes. And it's why she's trying to now demand the mics be off. Because even if she gets up there and sounds like what she is, a world-class dullard who doesn't really know anything about anything, she understands full well that that's not the most important thing that can come out of that debate. The best she can hope for is Donald Trump. It belittles her, interrupts her, talks down to her, and she can play the I'm the oppressed black woman card. And that, it may not go far with you, but for millions of Americans, they need to see that box checked. Oh, yep, victim, just like me, voting for Dome. That's the truth. We will get to NASA next hour, but before we do that, it's time for Medal of Honor Monday. You ready to talk about a hero? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.